The next patient is Jose Blanco. The last name is B-L-A-N-C-O. The first name is Jose, J-O-S-E, number one. This is a clinical case of a 59-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of significant proteinuria. The patient initially has a 3-plus proteinuria. The patient was evaluated. And given the history of diabetes mellitus that has been aggressive, the history of diabetic retinopathy, the most likely explanation for the proteinuria is the presence of diabetic nephropathy. The patient was placed on Farxiga, 10 milligrams every day, and there was also the concomitant administration of hydrochlorothiazide on every other day basis only. Today, it comes to a follow-up, and the laboratory shows that the serum creatinine came down to 1.21 with a fasting blood sugar of 130 and a hemoglobin A1C that is 7.7. In other words, there is improvement of the estimated GFR that is not necessarily related to hyperfiltration, hyperglycemia induced. It is related to the change in the lifestyle. The patient lost 2 more pounds, and he's encouraged to continue that changes, continue with the changes in the lifestyle period. Number two, the patient has hyperkalemia, 5.3. This hyperkalemia related to the diabetes mellitus and to the fact that we changed the administration of hydrochlorothiazide to every other day basis rather than daily. The patient has not been following the low potassium diet as close as he used to be. Today's potassium is 5.3, and the patient is encouraged to have the reduction of potassium in the diet in order to avoid this hyperkalemia. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C came down from 8.1 on October 4, 2021 to 7.7 on January the 7th, 2022. The patient is encouraged to continue losing weight. We are going to give him a goal of 180 pounds and follow the low potassium diet in hopes that we will be able to add ARB. In order to improve the hyperkalemia. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today is 131 over 80. following number hyperlipidemia that is under therapy with the administration of statins. Paragraph. We spent 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.